Well, good afternoon, everybody. Oh my gosh, you thought I forgot about you this morning, didn't you? Were you driving? You kept going on the podcast blog, figuring out when is she going to wake her ass up. Treatment couldn't have been that bad yesterday. How nauseated is she? Just, I don't care how you feel. Just please, wake up! And here I am, I'm awake. It's a little bit late today. It's an early afternoon. Are you getting ready to eat lunch? But are you really just ready to do one word only? What was that? Oh, are you ready to party? I'm ready to party on this sassy, molassy Wednesday. Woo-wee! We got a lot to talk about. Breastfeeding month. We got banana hammocks. We like to party. We like to party. Do it like Jersey Shore Family Vacation Part 2 coming up. Let's sing it together. Woo! You know the song, don't you? Got to get the cardio going. Come on. Dance in the car. Dance in the shower. Dance on the toilet. Come on. Got something to tell ya. I've got news for you. Put some wheels in motion. Come on, motion, motion. Come on, come on. Hey now, hey now. Hey, what I say now. Happiness just around the corner. Hey now, hey now. Hey, what I say now. What is that? What's it say? The Vega bus is coming and everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco. Intercity, what disco? Turning and traffic lights are burning. And if you like to party, get on and move your body. Oh! Get down. Come on, do that dance. Left, right. Come on, shimmy it down, way down. Like Rod Stewart's. We like to party. We like what party? Hey now, hey, what I say now. Happiness is just around the corner. Hey now, hey now. What is it? Come on, sing it. The Vega bus is coming and everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco. Disco, wheels are still a-turning, and traffic lights are burning. So if you like to party, move your body. Come on, sing it like Polly Day. The North to San Francisco, and that's a disco. Sing it like in the country. So if you like to party, eat up, move your body. Uh-oh, here comes the bus. Everybody get off. Beep, beep, here comes the school bus. We like to party. We like to party. Do it like Polly D. We like to party. We like to party. We like to party. Oh, no, here it comes. Here it comes. Don't let it run you over, the party bus. That's right. Come on. Do the bird with it. Do the bird. Shake it down, shimmy. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. The Vega bus is coming and everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco, an intro, not a disco. The wheels are still turning and every night's a burning. So if you want to party, come on and move your body. Come on, it's Wednesday. Come on. New York to San Francisco, an intro, not a disco. The wheels are still turning and traffic lights are burning. Oh, man. Get up and move your body. The Vega bus is coming. Beep, beep. Did it run your ass on over? Let me catch my breath. Did you dance with me? Did you? That was a great song, wasn't it? Oh, my God. Good afternoon on this beautiful Wednesday. It's not raining right now here in the country. In a crambo. Living in the country, it was raining. Crambo. Tell your granny you're not forgetting her on the tranny. Crumble. Feels like a Wednesday. Let's begin the party bus. Beep, beep. We didn't forget you, Billy. Or Kimmy Cam Cam.
Crumble.
Check, 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 check. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about this afternoon on a Wednesday. Okay, let's have some topics. Let's have some, since we like to party, let's talk about some party topics. I don't know about one of the party topics, but another one I'd like to say, what is up with the guy with the yellow banana hammock Speedo? But it's not really Speedo, folks. It is the Turk. Isn't that a Rod Stewart, like, album or something, or a song? Young Turks, be free tonight. Time is on your side. Don't let the manager fool you around. Don't let him put you down. Don't let him change your yellow bikini point of view. Yeah, what is up? Now we got... Vegas is back in the news. We thought having tiki flaming donkey drinks blowing up your face was enough for, you know, publicity. We are going with stays in Vegas, and then it stays on Vegas, and then everybody's buying themselves cute yellow bikini briefs for men. I don't know about you ladies. This gentleman was at the pool. What was it? The winds of time. Winds of hands are going to change. What was that name of the hotel? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I think he was there with his husband, or he was with his friends, I'm not sure. But anyway, he goes in, minding his own P's and Q's, having some fun, because Vegas is all about fun. Yes, it is. That's why we chose out west, because I like to live carelessly, free to fly like a butterfly, to do my thing. But to be happy is like two pickles in a jar. That's what I like to be. That was salty, wasn't it? Let me write that down. Salty pickles in a jar. Huh. If I put two pickles in a jar and I put a third one, would that be a Vega party bus? Huh. Let's write that down. So he was with his friends, his husband, whatever, and just minding his own P's and Q's, enjoying the rays, you know, hot as hell out, you know, out west right now. California ain't no better. And some guys, you know, of course, you know, walk by. They probably had, like, the most awesome 10.10-star body to be laughing at somebody who actually looked decent in a brief bathing suit made for men, said nobody ever. We know they probably were not exactly fit, you know, laughing, making fun of, you know, this guy's tastefully, I thought, brief swimsuit bikini. So anyway, the guy says like 10 minutes later, all of a sudden security's coming up. They're telling me he has to leave. He can't be in the pool, at the wind, the encore of applause, whatever the place is called in Vegas. You know what I'm talking about. So he was asked to leave because he had inappropriate swim attire. Come on now. Really? Y'all thinketh about all the women who strut around, okay, at these freaking pool party, sidebar, getting toasted during the morning, afternoon, places in Vegas, okay? These women wear dental floss around their tatas and their scrumplet biscuits, okay? So don't tell me this guy was inappropriately dressed, because I think that is just the stupidest thing ever, wasn't it? Somebody, that these two guys must have been somebody who laughed at him, must be pouring the black card VIP, spend $1 million a night, and just didn't like the guy. So, of course, you know, management's going to go for the money, most likely. This is just my theory. And then they ask this gentleman that he has to leave because he's inappropriately dressed or has to come back with appropriate swim attire, which I think is just stupid, don't you? Come on. Did anybody see us on the internet? If not, look. This gentleman had a brief, okay, he didn't have a thong, okay? He didn't have actually a Speedo, because it's not really considered Speedo, okay, by any means. Also, he has to say Speedo if it's a true Speedo, and I know personally there was no Speedo. You know, if you look at it on the internet, it was just a regular, like women, you have the brief style bikini bottoms. Okay, this gentleman had the exact same thing. His was bright yellow, okay? There was nothing wrong with it. Come on now, man. Are we really all that about the money? That really, you know, somebody slaps down $1 million a day, you know, compared to someone that you're going to say something to, and come on. It doesn't say Speedo, even though they said that the signs clearly said no themed Speedos, no inappropriate attire, same for bikinis. You women wear those dental floss, damn straight you do. And those pools out in Vegas, I believe they even plot women like that. They hire just to put these, dental floss bikinis on just to sit around the pool to get more people coming into their casino. This is just my theory. You know, if you're going to own a casino, this isn't just my theory, but, the deck of cards, obviously, it just depends on which one I'm throwing down right now, what I'm saying, but that was funny, wasn't it? So it's inappropriate. I just see nothing wrong with that. In fact, the gentleman did exactly how he should. He did the video. He put it on social media to let people know, hey, you can't go into this place without appropriately attire-themed bikini. But gentlemen out in Europe, these European men, I've seen them. I've been out in Florida. I've been out, Nevada many times. And men, I've seen men and European men, because most European men, the old school, still wear these very teeny tiny Speedos, actual Speedos, okay? And a lot of them are thongs. This guy didn't even have a thong. He didn't have his biscuits even hanging out of his behind. So I don't know what the deal was. I think somebody just security had a bad day. They just wanted to pick on somebody. I don't know. I didn't see nothing wrong with it. In fact, I'm sorry. The gentleman looks like he takes good care of himself. He looks like he, watches his weight. Probably a healthier gentleman. I don't know. Looks could be deceiving, right? I look fine. You wouldn't think I'm going through stuff I am internally. So see, never judge the book by its cover. But come on, man. Let anybody wear a banana hammock. Let them wear it, as long as it's not Speedo and it's a brief, it's tastefully done swim attire. Come on, swim attire is not cheap anyway, and neither is for men. Women, it's just ridiculous. If the women could go around and flaunt their tatas and biscuits and cookie in the front with string bikinis that are like dental floss, there's no reason why we can't be hypocrites and allow this gentleman to go in with a yellow brief, okay? It is summer. He chose the right color. I think he was fashionably correct. His towel looked like it matched. But who am I to say, darling? Really, who am I to say? So, that's just my opinion. And opinions are like bums. Hold on. Turn around. Yep, you got one too. And what's this next one? What is this next one? That's the silliest thing I ever heard. Silliest done. Women and breastfeeding out in public. I know. I'm going to hit the button on the bus. Okay. All right. What is this? Breastfeeding Awareness Month. Well, what are we going to have like Haystack Awareness Month, Corn Maze Awareness Month, Blow Your Nose Awareness Month, Billy Bob Tied His Shoes Awareness Month, Chocolate Is for Lovers Awareness Month. When are we going to have those Awareness Month? When are we going to have a My Bra Doesn't Fit Right Awareness Month? When am I going to have the My Eyebrows Need to Match My Other Eyebrow Awareness Month? We have Awareness Months for everything, don't we? When are we going to figure out, is the buffet good or not Awareness Month? I mean, what we got this? Now we got Breastfeeding Awareness Month. Come on, man. Come on, ladies. I'm a woman, for crying out loud. There's nothing wrong with breastfeeding. It's the most natural way to feed a child. But you don't need to do it without being properly covered up, women. And please, for the love of breastfeeding, the best place to breastfeed out in public is in a private restroom, in a private area. You women, darn well you can do it, okay? We got women's libs, strong women. We roar, hear us roar. Regardless, when you're out at a restaurant, women, I don't want to see your big tit flopping out of your bra and start feeding your baby because I just lost my soup in my plate, okay? It's just unsanitary. It's not like very politically looks very good. I think we all can find something to cover ourselves up. This is my opinion. And obviously, turn around, I got a bomb you to do. But this lady, just thought it was funny. So, asked to cover up. She takes her blanket, covers her head, her face up. All right, that was funny, though. I will give her that. That was funny. She might be a comedian behind the lines and behind the scenes. We don't know. But there's plenty of places, women, to breastfeed in private when you're out in the public eye. You also got some people out there who we'll take photos of y'all breastfeeding and plaster it all over social media, because if women think you can go around, flop your big tit out, and breastfeed your babies, okay, there are guys out there and some weird people out there that literally will take pictures and plaster it all over online. If you look at that story online, Come on. You know? There is people out there that will videotape anything and everything and exploit it, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a 10XX video out in Japan. That's what's going to happen. So, you know, think about that next time. You are out and about, women. You flop your big boob out, okay, for your child to feed. I understand it's necessary when you make that decision to breastfeed instead of bottle feed. But have, you know, don't have, who would want to, I mean, really, who would want to have their infant on some twisted picture that people turn these things around when they take pictures out in public and put it out in some foreign country, and all of a sudden you become the breastfeeding big booby mama video, okay? There's plenty of places, you know, to breastfeed. Get some privacy, women. Allow your infant to have some privacy as well. They can't speak for themselves. They can't even talk yet, for crying out loud. But yeah, that's just, it's just a crazy kind of Wednesday. It's a party bus Wednesday. I don't know. You know, first story sound like a party bus. I don't know about the breastfeeding awareness month, but whatever strikes your mood, strikes your boob, strikes your milk, just depends. Right? So you know what? Have yourself a splendid afternoon. I'm so glad you stuck around and you decided to wake up today with me with a smile on your face, some laughter. Yes, the cup challenge is coming up. And I'll be honest, it did not work the first take. It didn't even work the second take. It took 3 takes for the cup challenge. Not an easy challenge by any means. But I like these challenges, don't you? What's up with all you Star Wars fans? Okay, maybe you're Trekkie fans, you know, Star Trek. I thought the Chewbacca versus the Fur Kids was absolutely hilarious video. You know? Did you watch that video? Okay, we'll scroll back down on this blog for yourself, my journey. Yep, that video right there with Chewbacca. That is the funniest freaking video. I don't care what you say. What is up with German Shepherds? They're supposed to be great canine dogs. Mr. Snore is German Shepherd Husky. His instincts did not kick in. Obviously, he was petrified of Chewbacca and ran like white lightning out of the room. Well, at least we know he'd make a good canine dog running after somebody, right? So anyway, do something today. See, baby blue agreed. What was that? She's all, get off of that. Get off that microphone. What'd I say? You ain't going on the podcast this morning. I'm crying out loud. Yeah, exactly. Well, see, all right, you all have a splendid afternoon, okay? Don't forget to tip your waitresses during lunch today. Women, don't forget to breastfeed at the correct time and bring a blanket, bring whatever. Men, don't forget, you can show off that banana hammock bikini, tastefully done. I prefer lilac colors and yellow and pretty pinks like that. That guy chose a politically correct, festive summer color. And there ain't nothing wrong with showing off your body. Who cares what people think, right? Right? Exactly. So you know what it's time for? Why don't we just, everybody, just go ahead, get on the bus. Let's go party. Let's go down. Let's go down and party, okay? Why not? Uh-oh. Here it comes. Everybody get on the bus. Get on it. We like to party. We like to party. We like to party. What do you like to do? We like.